Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance, and it is the end of 2018. Before we get to our big award show next episode, I wanted to take a moment to look back at some of the lives and wonderful, wonderful, insanely talented people that we lost this year. You know, all the award shows, everybody does this, and it's always the saddest part. But, you know, you got to look at the history and celebrate the life of the person and who they were, because that's, you know, what it's all about is these people, better or worse, you know, were part of the world and people have memories of them, some good, some bad, but they were still people, and they're people who we will miss in everything. So, and there's a lot. We're not going to get to all of them. We're just going to hit on a few of them. But, you know, it's just because you just don't have the time, you know. And that's sad and unfortunate. But this year we lost both George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara Bush. He was a former president of the United States of America. And though controversial, still had a, you know, helped with a lot of things with the end of the Cold War and moving on past that. And of course his wife did a lot with literacy and helping kids and, you know, building better futures and stuff. We also lost Jerry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's younger brother, who I knew him from Coach back in the 90s. He was on a lot of things, but that's probably what's his biggest role. Also, one of the original Mouseketeers, Doreen Tracy, passed away this year. Dolores O'Riordan, who was the lead singer of the Cranberries, Zombie Linger, all of those songs from the 90s. She was phenomenal. And she was actually supposed to sing in a cover of Zombie by Bad Wolf, like the day after she passed away. So that's really, really sad and unfortunate. Dorothy Malone from Peyton Place died earlier this year. Olivia Cole, who won an Emmy she played Matilda on Roots, and just really a phenomenal, phenomenal actress. Jim Rodford, who was the bassist for the Kinks and played for the Zombies as well. We lost him. Louise Zorich, a lot of people probably don't know him, but he was the owner of the diner in Muppets Take Manhattan. And that's my favorite Muppet movie. And he's, you know, part of that mythology and part of that history. He was also on Mad About You. That's what I know him from. John Mahoney, who has been on all sorts of things. I just saw him on Suits? Some USA show the other day. He was Frasier's dad, voice actor, and a lot of things. He passed away. Mickey Jones, who kind of broke into fame on Home Improvement as a construction worker Pete, and later had a really good run on Justified as a guy named Hot Rod. But he'd been in all sorts of movies and everything, and played drums with Bob Dylan and Kenny Rogers and a whole lot of other people. Then Reg E. Cathy, who was still super prominent up until he died. You know, he was on House of Cards and The Wire. He was also James Lucas on Luke Cage. He was the dad on Fantastic Four. He was Dr. Franklin Storm. So lots of great roles. And yeah, he's going to be missed. Lewis Gilbert, who directed some of my favorite Bond movies. He did You Only Live Twice, The Spy Who Loved Me, and Moonraker. All really, really great. David Ogden Stiers, who was on MASH, Two Guys, a Girl, and Pizza Place. Voice of the Penguin in Mystery of the Batwoman, and voice so, so many things. He was really phenomenal. He was 75. when he passed away. Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds of all time, passed away back in March. He was only 76, known for all of his work in physics and all sorts of different things in science. He was, fun fact, he's the only person to play themselves in Star Trek. He was in an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, and he played himself. And so that was, I thought, pretty neat. Steve Bochco, who created Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, Doogie Howser, you know, a lot of those really iconic shows from the 80s and early 90s, passed away. Isao Takahata, who co-founder of Studio Ghibli, which has made consistently some of the most amazing movies of all time. Milos Forman, one of the most iconic and prolific directors, directed One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus, among a whole lot more. Arlie Ermey, which when he passed away back in April, you know, we did actually a whole week of shows about him because he was just a really interesting guy, and sad to see him go. Harry Anderson, who was Judge Harry on Night Court. Growing up, that was one of my favorite shows. And Harry Anderson just had that fun, awesome charm. He did a few episodes of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. You know, he's somebody that I really wish would have gotten a little resurgence at the end of his career, end of his life. Avicii, the DJ, he, super young, he did some work with Assassin's Creed on some of their trailers and stuff. Vern Troyer, who was one of the, not one of the first, but one of the biggest actors of his stature, I guess is the way to say that. He was Mini-Me from the Austin Powers movies, but he would go on to be in a whole lot of other stuff and really kind of paved the way for other people, and just wonderful, wonderful. Pamela Gidley from Firewalk With Me. She was only 52 when she passed away. Kate Spade, who is one of the largest fashion designers to ever live. She has bags, phone cases, purses, I mean, you name it. There's stuff out there with her name on it. And that's really, really impressive. Anthony Bourdain, one of the most iconic chefs ever, really helped kind of kickstart the foodie trend and stuff of the last 15 years, 20 years. You know, he had shows on Travel Channel, on CNN, PBS. He was really the face and the voice and the mind behind a lot of the culinary shows and that celebrity chef lifestyle almost that we see and everything. He was a good guy. Vinnie Paul, who was the drummer for Pantera, and Hell Yeah, he was only 54, one of the most iconic rock drummers of all time, you know, looked up to by all sorts of people. Old Man Harrison from Pawn Stars, he's been a major force on the History Channel for the past decade, and in the pawn world, I guess, way longer than that, they gave him a show, but it was a show that was always kind of fun to watch and watch him bicker with his son and things. It was enjoyable. He definitely made that show. Charlotte Ray, who was Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and The Facts of Life. She was one of those, you know, everybody's mom type lady, and everybody loved her. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, one of the most iconic singers. When you talk about soul music, I mean, she had 18 Grammys to her name. She had the Presidential Medal of Freedom. You know, she's just so, so talented and really great. Mac Miller, who was really up and coming. You know, he made a name for himself, and it looked like it was just going to keep growing. Burt Reynolds, who, when you think of cool, I mean, it's hard to think of somebody cooler than Burt Reynolds. You know, after the Rat Pack, you have Burt Reynolds. And whether it be getting started on Gunsmoke or more recently with a cameo on Archer, you know, he's Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance, all sorts of Evening Shade. Wonderful, huge body of work. And I mean, everybody loved him, men, women, everybody. He's Burt Reynolds. Scott Wilson, who was on The Walking Dead, he was Herschel, like from day one almost. It was really, really great. Roy Clark from Hee Haw. If you didn't, I know Hee Haw, not as many people know it now as they used to, but he was also a big musician, and really in that scene, just huge, 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 huge. Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. He was only 57. He had Lou Gehrig's disease. And SpongeBob is one of those that all ages, demographics, so many people love SpongeBob, and he was able to bring so many people together, and it was really, really great. Penny Marshall, who, a highly acclaimed actress and director, she made Big back in the 80s. She was on Laverne and Shirley. You look at her IMDb, and there's just so much. The last one we're going to talk about is Stan Lee. Stan the man. You know, we did a whole show on Family Sounds about him and what he means to us and how huge of a loss it was. You know, it was, he co-created so many heroes and worlds and inspired and will continue to inspire generation after generation. So thank you. Thank you to all of these people. So many wonderful people that we lost this year. It was a rough year, but you know, that's part of it. Death and taxes, you know. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now.